Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jeffrey and with me is Laura. And Laura, you should have put on your makeup before the lesson.
No, I was just kind of, yeah, but do you see why I'm putting on my makeup?
Oh, I get it now. This mirror and that bag have a picture of, Hello Kitty.
Of course. Jeffrey, 为什么要想这么久 ?Hello Kitty 有这么难想吗？那今天呢，为什么我要特地在这边化妆？因为我的化妆包还有我这个可爱的小镜子上面都有 Hello Kitty. And that's what we're talking about today, right?
That's right. Hello Kitty's birthday is coming up. Can you guess how old she is?
Three?
Well, we are going to find out because that's not too close.So let's go to our lesson.
Hello Kitty 40th Anniversary.
Hello Kitty is one of the most famous characters in the world. People easily recognize this white cat with a red bow on her head. Hello Kitty's career started in 1974 with the Japanese company Sanrio.It realized girls love kawaii images on everyday items. So, Sanrio invited the designer, Yuko Shimizu, to create a cute character to put on its products. Shimizu drew an adorable cat sitting between a fishbowl and a glass of milk. Thus, Hello Kitty was born.Girls all over Japan soon fell in love with her. However, this was only the beginning of Hello Kitty's non-stop journey to becoming an icon.
Word power!
Recognize.Recognize, recognize, recognized, recognized. It was easy to recognize Patricia at the party because of her green hair. It was easy to recognize Patricia at the party because of her green hair. Company, company. My dad's company.Sells cars from Europe and Japan. My dad's company sells cars from Europe and Japan. Designer. Designer. My brother wants to become a furniture designer in the future. My brother wants to become a furniture designer in the future.Journey, journey. The team of scientists went on a journey to find a lost island. The team of scientists went on a journey to find a lost island.
All right, let's begin the article and learn some facts about Hello Kitty.Hello Kitty is one of the most famous characters in the world.
真的，如果讲到这个 Kitty 猫，就是 Hello Kitty， 它是全世界最有名的角色之一哦。那我们这里有看到 characters， 但指的呢，就是像是一些卡通角色，我们也会用 characters 的角色哦。那如果卡通角色，我们可以用 cartoon characters 来表示。For example, my favorite cartoon character is Doraemon, 就是小叮当、Doraemon.
I like Mickey Mouse, and I also enjoyed Winnie the Pooh、books and cartoons when I was very young.
Okay.
These are characters.、And Hello Kitty is quite popular these days. People easily recognize the white cat...with a red bow on her head. Okay? People recognize this cat very easily. And to recognize is to know who someone or what something is when you see or hear them. So right when you see that cat and you see the bow, you know that it's Hello Kitty. Okay? So for example, we can say, it was easy to recognize Patricia at the party because of her green hair.
Wow, it was easy to recognize Patricia at the party because of her green hair. OK, 那我们先来看课文提到，就是说人们呢从这个哇 Hello Kitty 它头上的红色的蝴蝶结很容易就会认出这个白色的猫哦。那其中我们看到了 recognize 这个动词表示认出的意思，那它的动词三态我们可以用 recognize, recognized, 直接后面接 D, recognized。像是刚刚的例句提到呢，就是因为 Patricia 的绿色的头发 green hair， OK， 大家很容易在配对上就怎么样就认出她来啦。Actually, speaking of recognize, I couldn't recognize some female celebrities without their makeup on. 一些女明星素颜的时候，我就无法认出她到底是谁哦。OK, we also saw the phrase with.Plus a noun, and that's our 英文快译通。所以今天我们英文快译通要教大家的是呢，就是用什么以什么的时候呢，我们就会用 with 这样子用法，后面呢接 somebody or something。OK， 那我们来看一下我们的英文快译通 ，Let's check it out。
英文
快译通
，Oh yeah！
Hello， 大家好，我是 Vincent， 欢迎收看英文快译通。今天要跟大家讲解的文法点是介系词 with， W-I-T-H。如果各位同学还有印象的话，上个月份我们另外一位讲解老师 Tim 也提到一样的文法点，但是 with 的用法相当的多，所以今天我们就要深入的说明几个跟 with 有关的使用情境。首先，各位同学一定要看一个基本的概念 ，with。它是一个介系词，介系词后面一定要加上的是名词或者是片语，而不是一个完整的句子。因此请大家看到今天课文当中出现的三个 with， 后面接上的东西是不是都是名词或者是片语呢？第一个我们看到 This white cat with the red ball on her head， This white cat 指的是 Hello Kitty， 而 with 在这边的意思就是用什么什么东西，后面一定要接上一个物品，就像是这边的 red ball 就是用来补充说明 Hello Kitty 的装扮，表示别在她的头上的是一个红色的蝴蝶结，而不是其他的东西。我再举另外一个例子， It is impolite to point at other people with your index finger. It is impolite to point at other people with your index finger. 用食指去指着别人是非常不礼貌的。 With 后面加上 index finger 食指，就表示用食指指着人家这个行为。第二个我们来看到的是 Hello Kitty's career started in 1974 with the Japanese company Sanrio. Hello Kitty 的事业开始于西元1974年， with 在这边的意思是和各位同学非常熟悉的，也就是和什么什么一起，后面接上的是 the Japanese company Sanrio 这个名词，表示 Hello Kitty 是跟着日本三丽鸥公司而开创了事业版图。其实课文当中出现的第三个 with也是和什么什么一起的意思。 Girls all over Japan soon fell in love with her. Fall in love with somebody or something 就表示和某人坠入情网，或者是深深的爱上某样物品。那么最后我还要跟大家补充一个跟 with 有关的用法，它表示以什么什么的形式，或者是以什么什么的状态，后面可以接上的是形容词、介系词片语，或者是过去分词。就让我来各举一个例子吧。The little girl lay on the bed with her eyes wide open. The little girl lay on the bed with her eyes wide open. Wide 在这边是副词，用来形容前面的形容词 open， 也就是说这个小女孩眼睛睁得大大的躺在床上。The man stood there with his hands in his pockets. The man stood there with his hands in his pockets. With 后面的His hands in his pockets 是一个介系词片语，用来补充说明这个男人站在那边的动作，也就是把双手插进口袋里面。最后 ，Mom waited for me with her arms crossed. Mom waited for me with her arms crossed. Crossed 是动词 cross 交叉的过去分词，在这边当成是形容词，用来形容妈妈在等待我的时候，她的动作是双手交叉，而且环抱在胸前。With 这个介系词的用法十分的多，今天跟各位同学讲解的都是十分常用的用法，希望大家都能够记起来哦。英文快译通，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Okay, so to recognize somebody is to know who they are. But, you know, I was thinking if we switched our hairstyles, because your hair is very long,
uh-huh.
and mine is always very short. So with long hair, I don't think people would recognize me. And maybe if you cut your hair very short like me, don't do it. People would not recognize you very easily.
I won't. Okay.
Hello Kitty's career started in 1974 with the Japanese company Sanrio.
And what does the word company mean?
The word company, which is spelled C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, is a business organization that makes money by producing or selling goods or services. Okay, so you can produce goods, which are things that mm-hmm. people buy, objects such as a mirror or a pencil
right.
case, or services, which is something you can do for somebody else, such as teaching mm-hmm. or a doctor provides services.
Mm-hmm.
For example, my dad's company sells cars from Europe and Japan. So companies
wow.
sell products.
My dad's company sells cars from Europe and Japan. OK, 那我们回头看到 Hello Kitty 呢，它的 career 是什么呢？当然就是指事业，是随着这个日本的Sanrio 公司哦，就是 Sanrio。那从哇好久，1974年就开始，那时候我们都还没出生呢。哦，所以 Hello Kitty 的年纪有点大哦。那其中我们看到了 company 这个字，当然就是指公司啦。所以刚刚的例句指的呢，就是说我爸爸的公司是卖这个 Europe， 也就是欧洲以及日本的车子。那另外呢，如果我们常常要表示这个某人他是这个掌管这样子的这个 company 的时候呢，他是自己来创业啦，开公司啦，我们英文就可以说 he runs his own company， he runs his own company。 那当然 company 有分很多种，像是这个唱片公司就是 record companies， 或者是像是电脑公司就是 computer companies。
Now this company Sanrio was pretty smart becauseIt realized girls loved kawaii images on everyday items. So kawaii means
cute.
So a kawaii image is a cute picture,
mm-hmm.
or it could be 3D like this,
mm-hmm.
on everyday items. So an everyday item is something you use, well, just about every day. Pencils, erasers, all sorts of makeup supplies,and things like that that you have around your house and you probably take with you when you leave the house or at least use every day.
真的，我从小到大用的东西好像都会有这个 Kitty 猫在上面哦。所以呢，这间公司很聪明，他发现了哦，就是哇，这个女生们都喜欢在每天的物品，就 everyday item， 像是这个化妆包啊、镜子啊，或者是铅笔啊，就是或者铅笔盒等等哦，上面都要有什么 kawaii， 就是可爱的这个图样子或者是图片这样子的意思哦。
So, Sanrio invited the designer Yuko Shimizu to create a cute character to put on its products. They wanted a cute character to put on the company's products.
Okay, 所以这个三丽欧他发现这样的商机之后，他就邀请了这个有一个设计师叫做 Yuko Shimizu 来制造一个很可爱的这个角色来放在他们的商品上。And what does this word designer mean?
Well, a designer, which is spelled D-E-S-I-G-N-E-R, the G is silent, so mm-hmm. a designer is a person whose job is...To decide how things such as clothes, furniture, tools, etc. should be made. Okay, they draw the plan for it. For example, my brother wants to be a furniture designer in the future. So he will design the furniture. He might draw a picture of it, but he won't really take out a hammer and nail on wood. He'll just design it.Okay.
Nice. So my brother wants to be a furniture designer in the future. Designer 是谁呢？当然就是指设计师啦。那注意哦，它的动词我们只要用 design 这个字哦。 那其实 designer 有蛮多的啊，像是呢，如果你想要成为这个服装设计师，就是 a fashion designer。那刚刚的例句则是一个什么 a furniture designer， 我的哥哥或是我弟弟未来想要成为一个家具的设计师哦。Whoa, that's really great. Let's continue and read more about this article.
All right, so the designer Shimizu drew an adorable cat sitting between a fish bowl.And a glass of milk. So that was the first picture that had Hello Kitty.
Oh, so第一个这个图片的时候呢 ，Hello Kitty 怎么样出现呢 ？Shimizu 是画了一个很可爱的猫咪，它坐在什么中间呢？一个 fish bowl 就是一个鱼缸，还有呢 ，a glass of milk 就是一杯牛奶中间哦。
Thus, Hello Kitty was born.
那这样子呢因此呢就是 Hello Kitty 就诞生啦。
Girls all over Japan soon fell in love with her.
Right, 那这时候呢全日本的女孩很快呢就爱上了 Hello Kitty.
However, this was only the beginning, okay, of only the beginning of Hello Kitty's non-stop journey to becoming an icon.
没错，然而这只是 Hello Kitty 变成偶像的这个无止境的旅程的一开始而已哟。哇 ，non-stop 就是无止境的意思。Journey, what does this word mean?
Journey, spelled J-O-U-R-N-E-Y, is the act of traveling from one place to another, especially when they are far apart. Okay, so for example,the team of scientists went on a journey.To find a lost island.
Wow, the team of scientists went on a journey to find a lost island. Journey 是什么呢？就是旅程。那刚刚的例句就说，哇，那一整组的科学家踏上旅程去寻找一个失落的岛屿。那另外呢，很有名的《西游记》英文呢也有 journey 这个字哦，就是 Journey to the West. Do you know the story?
Journey to the West.
The
yeah,
monkey.
Very
monkey
famous
magic.
Story.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I guess it's now time for our wrap up. So we mentioned about the non-stop journey.What kind of journey is Hello Kitty on? Where is she going, Jeffrey?
Well, it's not a typical journey from one place to another place. It's actually the journey that Hello Kitty has taken from being one simple drawing to becoming an icon, an image that everybody knows and we see all over the place.
哦、oh, ，所以呢，刚刚我们提到旅程是很抽象的，因为 Hello Kitty 呀、啊，踏上一个就是哇，会让全世界闻名，就大家都认识它的一个旅程旅途。那到底呢 ，Hello Kitty 它是怎么样成名的呢？其实我们明天还会再跟大家分享有关 Hello Kitty 哇，它很多的一些故事。So I guess we'll have to find out more tomorrow, right, Jeffrey?
That's right. Be sure to join us for day two of our Hello Kitty lesson.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
I know you're sad about your bad grade, but every cloud has a silver lining.
I know you're sad about your bad grade, but every cloud has a silver lining.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。今天我们要教大家一句很实用的英文谚语 Every cloud has a silver lining.事情再糟总会有一线生机这句话直翻的话意思就是每朵乌云都镶了银边这是什么意思呢其实这句话用的是比喻的用法 cloud 指的是不好的事情也就是乌云 silver lining 则是乌云背后隐藏的太阳透过乌云露出一点亮光就像镶了银边一样象征光明或事物美好的一面这句话指的是凡事不用太过悲观黑暗的背后可能就是光明假使遇到挫折时也不要绝望总会有拨云见日的一天让我来举个例句 I know you're sad about your bad grade but every cloud has a silver lining 我知道你考不好很难过但事情一定会有转机的希望今天教的句子同学们都能够记起来哦现在就让我们来看看今天的例句 I know you're sad about your bad grade But every cloud has a silver lining. 小聚，我们下次见咯。
I know you're sad about your bad grade, but every cloud has a silver lining.
I know you're sad about your bad grade, but every cloud has a silver lining.
Hello Kitty 40th Anniversary.
Hello Kitty is one of the most famous characters in the world. People easily recognize this white cat with a red bow on her head. Hello Kitty's career started in 1974 with the Japanese company Sanrio. It realized girls love kawaii images on everyday items. So, Sanrio invited the designer Yuko Shimizu to create a cute character to put on its products. Shimizu drew an adorable cat sitting between a fishbowl and a glass of milk. Thus, Hello Kitty was born. Girls all over Japan soon fell in love with her. However, this was only the beginning of Hello Kitty's non-stop journey to becoming an icon. Recognize. Recognize. Recognize, recognized, recognized. It was easy to recognize Patricia at the party because of her green hair. It was easy to recognize Patricia at the party because of her green hair. Company. Company. My dad's company sells cars from Europe and Japan. My dad's company sells cars from Europe and Japan. Designer. Designer. My brother wants to become a furniture designer in the future. My brother wants to become a furniture designer in the future. Journey. Journey. The team of scientists went on a journey to find a lost island. The team of scientists went on a journey to find a lost island.